Ah, so it is good day to you, huh? Very good to see your adventurous faces, little sun-kissed on the face, little kissed by the spirit of Ra, eh? And we see that the spirit of Ra is here in this room to heat it up, eh? As you know, dearest, we are with you every moment. We hold that energy of love with, oh, we have a translator, we speak slower, huh? And to know that you will each get the download, no matter whether you hear the words being said or not. For those who we have not met, we introduce ourselves. Our name is Aronda. Very nice to connect with you. A soul who is shifting the consciousness of this planet. Just as each of you are shifting the consciousness of this planet. When you work around and speak to individuals and communicate with them, honor them, connect with them, your heart opens, and so does theirs. And that shifts the consciousness. With that opening of heart, your integrity comes into play. Our dear friend Kryon mentioned it today, that integrity of the soul. Dearest beings of light, I am so grateful that your soul has decided to be here. The integrity of your soul, as you know, is at stake, because that is also the integrity of this planet. When you think poorly about someone else, because they told you one price and all of a sudden it's another. That energy goes out. That energy of challenge radiates from your body. That affects everything. That is why I ask you to be aware of that which you are thinking, that which you are saying, that which you are doing in love. I do not think you realize the depth of the integrity that our dearest Kryon mentioned today. Yes, in some cultures, you see an ant on the floor, and instead of stepping on it, you catch it and set it free. That is one culture. I ask you to honor that same energy with humanity, including yourself. You see, when you think poorly about yourself, when you joke, oh, as our vessel Marilyn says, her hairs are all spreading out, not going in the way she wants. Is that in integrity? Her hairs are perfect, as are yours. If things are not working quite the way you think they ought to, that throws your soul out of integrity when you complain about it. Instead, see the solution. See that you are the solution. See the habit of making fun of those that may not be quite so fortunate, including yourself. That is what Adironda asked that divine link to help awareness. I implore each of you to also help the awareness. It may be difficult, but when you see an animal mistreated, as you have today, you must mention it. You must. Now, it may not change anything, and you must mention it with love, not with disgust or accusation. And eventually that will shift the consciousness of this planet. You see, your consciousness shifts all. One person can make a difference. My life could be evidence of that. With that difference, everything changes. Even the animals. I will tell you a story that was told to me through our divine link. Her friends were on a boat waiting for whales, and they never saw any. They were waiting to watch dolphins, hours in the sun, and they never saw any. Finally, just before they went in, they set in the energy of wherever the whales and dolphins are to just love them. Just as you loved the animals today, just love them. And on the horizon, they saw something, a grouping, a pod of dolphins and a whale, and they seemed to be working together. And as they got closer, there was a wounded, massive sea turtle in the middle of the pod being assisted by the whale. And they brought the sea turtle to shore. Two species that do not interact much, the sea turtle and the dolphin, or the sea turtle and the whale. and yet they helped each other. I ask you to help each other. Wherever you are, with this being of light as an example. We are honored by you and your radiance. I love you. Always. That love magnifies the prayers of the universe like a loudspeaker. Do you understand what I say? So when something goes wrong, stop. Take a breath. And say, I love you. I send love. It changes everything, doesn't it? Honoring you and your presence. And even though you may not walk with us in Israel, we will bring your hearts with us always. Kadosh, kadosh, kadosh. Adonai Savaot. You are the ones we have been waiting for. Namaste.
Greetings, dear ones. I'm Kryon of Magnetic Service. If I had not said it lately, I say it again. That the love of spirit for humanity knows no limit. That in this room, your name is known. Your path is known. The issues that you bring here are known. You are not isolated from the love of God. In an old energy, there has seemed to be a wall between us. And humans in general have been trying to figure out how to get over that wall, or through it, or around it. Just to communicate with that which is spirit is an everlasting task for humanity. We have spoken of the differences between the old energy and that which is occurring now. There have been books written of it, and I speak of it constantly, what it is that is so different or beginning to be different between what was and what will be. The theme of these channelings in Petra have been the following. Do not let the past write the future. And in these things, there are many concepts we have given you. But in this moment, I would like to give you more than that. The concepts of humans working together better, of peace on earth, of cultural changes, of business and politics, has all been mentioned. But now I want to talk about you. Truly, you. The ones listening to this, the ones in the chairs. There is the feeling you have about what is next, about the generations to come. And the feeling has what I would call a bias. We've said before many times, you cannot think above what you have seen or what you know. You only have the concept of what you have seen in the past. And therefore, all you think about when we talk about evolving to a better place, all you think about is the past actions becoming better. So you think of the problems in an old energy, and you think, well, they'll clear. And that is what the new energy and the new human will be. And that is where you're wrong. Dear ones, you are looking at a new paradigm of existence. What happens when consciousness in general starts to be more aware? Concepts of reality start to shift. We have said before, you don't know what you don't know. And so I wish to tell you today about you. I'm going to call this channel The Impossible Future. And it's going to be limited to only a few attributes. But the attributes are all about you, personal you. We have mentioned before that your DNA is only operating at less than half of what it was designed to by the creative source. Everything in your DNA that resounds to life, to God, to nature, is only working less than half of its efficiency. And in this new energy, the old soul starts a process where it is beginning to evolve, getting to the place where it is slightly above 40% instead of 30. The newborns of this planet pick up this new energy, the new awareness, the new attributes when they arrive. But they're not going to get them unless they're raised by those who are here. And that is your task. The new energy by itself will then lead to a newborn receiving things you never did. But still, the elegance of how you change you today is what will change the planet tomorrow. Let's discuss it. The biggest one that has many attributes is the human who has almost total control over their own chemistry in their body, over their own Akash, and their own emotions. This means, dear ones, that for the first time in human history, you are starting to see only what the masters were able to do. You've seen the examples, and the stories are there. And now it's your turn. Imagine controlling your own chemistry. Imagine a situation where you can speak to those cells in your body, the group of DNA, the Merkaba around you, and where you are for the first time feeling you are in control of everything. What if I told you that you absolutely could control your immune system so that you don't get sick anymore. Perhaps a cold or two a year, which is a recalibration of chemistry in general, but nothing more. That for the first time, you, by yourself, with your own consciousness, can visualize a body that has a wonderful, robust immune system, one that will not catch diseases or turn on itself or become unbalanced for any reason. Can you imagine a life feeling healthy all the time? Dear ones, is this an impossible future? It is not. This is your legacy. It is the promise, because you have come yet again in this new energy. You speak of healing, the ability to heal, the tools of healing, being a healer. What if you had control of your chemistry to the degree that you could wipe out anything that was imbalanced in your body? Isn't it interesting what you saw with the masters of this planet? Many of them. They could walk among you, touch someone, and have a healing at that moment. And you think to yourself, it would be wonderful to have that healing power so that you could touch someone and they could heal. An evolving DNA will start to have the ability for you to heal yourself instantly, even before the disease comes in. But if it is there now, you will have the ability, literally, to process it away with the instructions you give to the chemistry within you. This is not something that is a wishful thinking. It is not about positive things being entered into your system. It is about you in control of your chemistry. How would you like to be totally in control of fear? Dear ones, this is chemistry. It is part of the emotional being. It is you with you. It is the Akash inside you that continues to feed you the things that you were afraid of for lifetimes. And it stops here. I said that before, but it's part of a bigger picture. You in control. How would you like, before you go to sleep at night, to instruct your brain as it shuffles around the neurons in your brain you call dreams, and you give your body instructions that say, tonight, only good things. You have just given your body instructions to eliminate nightmares. No matter what the Akash will try to feed you, no matter what has happened in the past, it will not occur in your dreams. Some of you feel like you are a victim to the dreams that you have because you cannot control what happens when you're asleep. Oh, yes, you can. Is this an impossible future? Or is it part of you becoming more of a master than you thought was possible? Think of the other things that the chemistry in your body creates for you or against you. What if you said this to your cells? Dear cells, I understand that as a human being, I will get older. But I'm instructing you, that little machine inside you, I'm instructing the aging machine to count every other day, not every day. To stop shortening the telomeres and keep them pristine and young. This is your chemistry. Dear ones, you can slow down your aging dramatically. If you believe it, if you start practicing it, this is what the old soul has been made for in this time frame, in this new energy. The problems in the past have been with the dark and the light and how they worked against one another. And all of that kept your DNA at 30% or slightly more. This is all starting to shift and change dramatically, allowing you to do these things, to start evolving. Are you one who doesn't have much energy? Why don't you rewrite that? There are templates inside your DNA that define you. Rewrite the template. It's just chemistry. There will be those who say, well, Kryon, it sounds good, but I have a contract with God in this lifetime. And that contract says this and this and this. And part of that says, I'm using a lot of energy, therefore I'm going to be tired quite a bit. Dear ones, you just made that up. I'm going to tell you now, a contract is written in invisible ink to spirit. The contract may be real when you get here, but you control completely the details of the contract. You have to, because you shift and change. This is part of the evolving human spirit, understanding that even the relationship you have to God is going to evolve. You don't have to wait until you pass over the veil and come back to implement these things. Total control. It starts slowly. It's just like when you exercise a muscle. It starts slowly and then it builds. Now here's one you didn't expect. What happens to you? You have an idea about, well, I go here and I do this, and sometimes it works and sometimes it doesn't. In fact, there will be some who say, it often doesn't work well for me when I do this or that. Dear ones, you just wrote yourself a contract by yourself in 3D for yourself. How does it feel? It has nothing to do with spirit. It has everything to do with self-worth. It's time to rewrite the chemistry of self-worth. Everything you do, you will think, has to do with chance. Being in the right place at the right time by accident. How would you like to rewrite that which is synchronicity? That is possible by having a grander sense of intuition. For it's intuition that says, go here, go there, do this, do that. Gone are the days when you write yourself a contract that says you're good at this and bad at something else. Change this. Evolve into a new system that says my intuition will always lead me to the best scenario, the most benevolent outcome. I claim it. It is mine. And as you venture out into the world, expect things to work. And they're going to. You are rewriting an old program of you. It's time. How do you feel about yourself right now, really? Can you feel this starting to change? Can you feel the magnificence of your soul starting to burn through the old facade of the dark you and start to shine like it's never shone before? This is the teaching not of Kryon. It is the teaching of all angelic beings and channelers in the new energy on this planet. I just gave you the secret of knowing if channeling is accurate or not in this energy. If you hear channeled information that tells you you are less than this, run the other way. It is from an old source, and it does not represent the magnificence of the new human on the earth. This is how you can tell. And I didn't even get to compassion yet. Compassion is a rewrite of how you then see the earth, others, and the animals. This is for another channel. It's a grand, grand concept of you starting to walk a path that you didn't even think you could walk in this life. The love of God starts to shine through better than it ever has before. Can you feel it? In closing, I say this. Every human listening to this has free choice to slam the door and keep everything the same. And many will. Be aware of what's a habit. The old energy will write a groove that you're comfortable in that says you will never get ahead. You're a victim of everything, and nothing will ever work for you. And the groove is so comfortable, and you've sat within it for so long that you have a hard time opening this door. It's up to you. Free choice has always been the king. I am Kryon, in love with humanity. And so it is.